We want to chazer over this now. Let's begin. Number one, we said, according to Rava, why midiraisa do you not need to say b'fanei nechtam? We said that this takana, in the beginning of Gittin, is a takana of to say the shliach that delivers a get from Medina Siam must say b'fanei nechtam. However, this is only a takana, which means midrabanan. It only is a dindrabanan, implying that on a diraisa level, there is no need to say b'fanei nechtam. And Rava says the reason for that is because Reish Lakish has a famous din. Reish Lakish's din that Edim that are signed on a shtar as if they've been interrogated in a beis din. And therefore we assume that they're good and they are telling the truth and everything is fine with this shtar, meaning a get. And therefore, the whole thing is a takana sechamin.
Isn't it Reish Lakish who says yes. The signature is?
That's what we said, Reish Lakish. Because of Reish Lakish, the din of Edim Chasum Mashtar, Nasa Mishanech Kudus and Bebezin. That answers number one. Number two, what is the Shitas Arambam? Before we begin, we want to wish a Nechama to Yisroel. May his brothers and Shomu go to highest points again. Edim, you shall have good things, but Hashem in the future. Okay, number two, what is the Shitas Arambam regarding Shtaros? The Rambam has a very unique shita, where the Rambam claims that all shtaros work only on a rabbinic level. Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalad and Hilchos Eidus that there is a klal based on the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover Mipiem V'lo Mipi Ksavam. It says Mipiem V'lo Mipi Ksavam, meaning that Edim must testify verbally and not write it down. Well, isn't that what a shtar is? Isn't that what a shtar is, writing down their testimony? So how could that work? So the Rambam writes, it doesn't work, Minat Torah. It only works midrabanan. And the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch the same thing in Siman Chav Ches if you base, that all shtars only work on a drabanan level. Why do they work? In order Kadesh Lo Tinol Delos Bifnei Lovin, in order not to lock the door in front of borrowers. If you wouldn't have the ability to work with documents, people would stop lending money. So because of that, they enacted the concept in Rabbanan that shtaros should work. That answers number two. Number three, what does the Ramban ask on the Rambam? The Ramban asks on the Rambam two kashas. Number one, he says there's a get in the Chumash. Get is a document. That's a shtar. And that's recognized by the Torah HaKadosh. So how can you tell me all shtars are the Rabbanan? That's number one kasha. Number two, he asks that our Gemara says the din of Reish Lakish. Edim chasum al hashtar, nasa mishnech chedrusin bebezdin. That shows that the Araisa, that it works, that they've been interrogated. That writes that they've been interrogated, and therefore what? Therefore, you see that the Araisa Shtaros work. That's the Ramban's two kashas. We also had an kasha from Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph, where the Gemara writes the Araisa there also implies that it what? That it also is the Araisa. Not imply, even though it's a pasuk from Navi, but the Gemara calls it the Araisa. So you see, those are three kashas, very strong kashas, that the Ramban, the Kesef Mishnah, the Shach, all ask on the Rambam. Yes, Jonathan.
Rabbi can go.
Okay, that answers number what? That answers number three, four. What is the teretz of the Nesivus in Reb Chaim? The teretz of the Nesivus in Reb Chaim. It's the Tumim as well, the great Gaon, the Rambam Tum, the Chassam Sofer. He writes it in the Chedushim and in the Tshuvas in Reb Chaim also. So we have the Tumim, the Nesivus, Chassam Sofer, both here in the Chedushim and in the Tshuvas and Reb Chaim. They all say the following answer. There are two types of shtaros. A shtar kinyan is midiraisa. Three examples of a shtar kinyan that makes a transaction. What are the three examples? Number one, a shtar a get, a divorce. A shtar shichur, where you free it evik 90. And a shtar kedushin, where a man is makadosh woman. Those are three examples of a shtar kinyan. Those are diraisa. No doubt, says the Rambam. So don't ask me a kasha from the din of what? the din of a get and a chumash, or from the din of Reish Lakish. Those are all talking about shtari kinyan. But a shtar raya, a shtar that's just proof that there was a transaction, that's where the Rama meant that it only was rabbinic. That's where the Rama meant that it was only rabbinic. So therefore, we can give a very strong distinction. Please get that. You must know this. You must know everything. That when the Rama meant that it was the Rabbanan, he only meant a shtar raya. Okay? He did not mean a shtar kinyan. That answers number four. Yes, Yosef, you had a kasha.
What were the three examples?
A get isha, a shtar shichrur, that frees an evik naini, and a shtar kedushin, that acquires a woman. All three of those are shtar kinyan transactions. Shtar raya are proofs that a transaction was done, but it doesn't trigger a transaction. Nate, you with me?
But then what about a ksuba?
Ksuba is only a shtar raya. It's proof that you were divorced in order to get money. It's clear that it's a shtar raya.
Even though it's given as a method of nisuv.
No, it's not. It's not given as a method of nisuv. You said that. We don't hold like that. We hold the shtar. We don't hold like that. It's the shtar given over. It's a raya that they're married, that if she got divorced or the guy died, she could get her money. There is one sheet that says maybe you could act as a shtar kedushin, but we don't accept that. I think there's a Rabbi Yerucham like that. That's why the 88 kedushin stay up there. So I was zoicha to be one of the 88 kedushin at Jonathan's wedding, and therefore that would also serve as a shtar kedushin. But that's a collector's item, that chiddush, that sheet. Okay, that's why the Adim that signed the ksuba have to read the ksuba very well beforehand. Because anytime you're Adim on a shtar raya, you have to understand what you're signing. So the Rav that's Masada Kedusha should show it to them, and they should, if they don't know it in Hebrew, they should know it in English, Lamaisa. Okay? Eliezer, if I could trouble you to just move over a little bit, and Jonathan also, yeah, so I could see Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan, you move over to Chosun. You move over a little bit, yeah, a little bit on this side so we can see the Chosun. Okay, yes, quickly, Jonathan.
So the proof, the receipt that both parties get after a get is
a raya that she was divorced.
Right.
She,
so that
the get itself is a shtar kinyan, where she acquires herself.
Right. So that itself is durabana.
Yes, the shtar raya, but the get is considered to be the giving of the get is a shtar kinyan. Okay, which we're going to get to now. That answers number four, five. But we said that Ron Swai Shlita devoted a whole shir. And remember, I said that in Chapit, but Baruch Hashem, when we gave shir, I was able to chop the distinction. What is the difference? What is the mahalach of the Nesivus and Reb Chaim? Even though they give the same chiluk, but the formulation is different. Please get it. The Nesivus writes that in a shtar kinyan, which is a get or kedusha shtar shichur, they even do not testify in the Gemara Dover, because she's not divorced yet. Is that correct? When they sign the get, yes, they're not. She's not divorced yet. They sign in the sofer's office. So they're not signing on a Gemara Dover. They're signing on a commandment of the husband. And since they're signing only on the commandment of the husband, you don't need Adis and Beis Din, and therefore it should work me peaks of them. There is no attempt to try to say that it's what? It's a shtar. It's Adis. It's not Adis. It's something called a shtar. Adim that sign on a shtar raya, what are they doing? They are attempting to testify on the Gufa Maisa. If they're trying to testify on a sale or a loan, and they're testifying on the Gufa Maisa, you better believe that they're acting as Adim. And what's the famous klal? Mi pi hem, velo mi pi ksavim. So the only way that a shtar raya can work, if it's what? If it's the Rabbanan. Because the bottom line is, it's Adis b'ksav. Adis b'ksav only works with the Rabbanan, right? Because that's what it is. But a shtar kinyan, you're not attempting Yisrael to testify in a Gemara Dover. The transaction wasn't yet even done. All you're testifying is on the das of the Megarish, of the willingness of the man, Aryeh, to divorce her. And therefore, since you are not attempting and aspiring to do that, you don't get stricken with the malady of Eidus B'chsav, because it's not Eidus B'chsav, it's something called a shtar. And a shtar is called a shtar kinyan. And that shtar kinyan is good, and therefore it doesn't get stricken with the malady of Mipiyam v'lo Mipiksavim. This is the Svara of who? Of the Nesivus. However, Reb Chaim said differently. Reb Chaim said, when is something called a shtar, and when is something called Eidus Shebishtar? So he said the following. He said, I'll tell you what the difference is. Eidus Bichsav is possible. Eidus Bishtar is kosher. When is something called a shtar? When it's written Midas HaMachayiv. When it's written Midas HaMachayiv, it gets the name shtar. And when is something considered to be a shtar raya, it doesn't get the name of being a shtar. Other Rishonim say that a shtar, whether it's written as a kinyan or a raya, always gets the name shtar if it's written midas mischayv. But Reb Chaim said that the way. Reb Chaim said the Torah's mechadish that eidus shebishtar is good when it gets a din shtar. When does it get shtar? When it's a shtar kinyan. And therefore, in such a case, Lamaisa, once it gets the name of being a shtar kinyan, where it's acquiring a transaction, can it also work as a raya? Yes. Meaning, as Jonathan just asked me, the woman could hold on to her get. We don't do that. We rip it up, we said. But if the woman will hold on to the get was a shtar kinyan, it could also serve as a raya. It could also serve as a raya. Whereas according to the Nesivis, a shtar kinyan could never serve as a what? Could never serve as a raya because it never was on the Gemara Dover. It was never what? It was never Eidus on the Iker Maisa. So it can only work as a kinyan. It cannot work as a raya. So the major difference, nafkamina, between Reb Chaim, between the Nesivis Mahalach and Reb Chaim's Mahalach is, can a shtar kinyan serve also as a raya? According to Reb Chaim, yes it can. Because as long as Das Mischai was injected into it, it's called a shtar. But it can also serve what? Serve as a raya later as well. Not a problem, Lamaisa. Can also serve as a what? As a raya as well. The Torah makshers that type of Eidus Shebishtar because it served as Das Mischayv. Let it serve as a raya. But according to the Nesivish, a shtar kinyan only works because it's never on the Gemara Dover. If it's never on the Gemara Dover, it can never work as a raya. And that is the fundamental difference between the Nesivish on one hand and Reb Chaim. Please get it. And that being halacha lamaisa, as we're saying, lamaisa, and that's the pshat lamaisa, is that there is no chisaron of it serving as a what? Serving as a raya, according to Reb Chaim, because it was nechko and edusim bebezin, and all that work is not a problem of mipiyim b'ksavim, because the bottom line is that it was called a shtar. And therefore, if it was called a shtar, we view it as not a problem. It won't get stuck with mipiyim v'lo mipiksavim. So please get that. We said that the Tumim, the Nesivis, said that the getter of shtar kinyan is the kinyan's chal through giving over the shtar raya from the mocher to the lor. Giving it over, lamaisa, is the actual kinyan. Halacha lamaisa. But according to the Rambam, you can't say that because the Tumim holds the shtar doesn't work for a raya, midiraisa. The Rebbe Elchanan has a suffix, is the does the shtar kinyan work? Is it giving over the raya makes the kinyan, or is it giving over of the shtar? The nafkamina would be where you're giving over the shtar and it doesn't have to serve as a raya. But that's the defining difference between Reb Chaim and Nesivis, I want you to know. Yes, Binyamin.
Based on our the Tosas that we were doing yesterday, it would seem that we end up holding like how the Nesivis formulates it. Because we're not saying that the shtar in itself can be used as a shtar raya. We're worried that she's going to grab the get before it's going to be actually given to her, and we don't just because she has the get doesn't necessarily mean that she's been divorced.
That's true if you're worried about sheker. But let's say in a vacuum you're not worried about any sheker. Mm-hmm. Where you're not worried about any sheker, everything's done properly. The question is, could the get serve as a raya? So according to Chaim, it could. The case we were dealing with yesterday was the chashas because there was no date there, so we're worried about it. Okay, so that makes it different. Okay? All right.
So both of them could work in there.
Yeah, where there's no chashas of any lies, it's not a problem. Okay, that answers which one? That answers number five, six. Let's go, guys. How did the Beis Shmuel learn the Gemara that the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor? We had a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Avigdor that if there's error, you require a kiyum d'oraisa. Please, let's get it. And therefore, even though kiyum shtaris institution is the rabbanon, but when the guy claims that it's mezuyav, then you need kiyum min ha'tayr. This is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Avigdor. So, or Zeruah asked on him, But the Gemara says Kim Shtar said the Rabbanan in our Gemara. Because the Takanos, maybe the Baal would be Ma'arer. But the Shliach still believed. Because Kim Shtar says the Rabbanan. Not a problem, says the Mordechai and the Shach. Rabbeinu Avigdor himself is Ma'azmid the Gemara. Where the husband is not Ma'arer, you don't need Kim in Atayra. But where the Baal is Ma'arer, you better bet your bottom dollar you need Kim in Atayra. You definitely need Kim in Atayra. And it comes out, Lamaisa, that if the Baal is Ma'arer, we makabel dvarav. Aye, the Gemara and Davav is mashu, we're not makabel dvarav. That's if he already came in. Please get it. The Beis Shmuel's masver for the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Avigdor, that they hold the same thing. Amazing. That when we say the Baal is ma'arer before the Eidus of the Shliach, when he says b'fanei nechem, you need kiyum in atayra. But if the Baal is ma'arer afterwards, it's too late already. The kiyum is good. It's like yishnei eidim. We don't pay attention to the error of the Baal. And the Nesivus claims in the Beis Shmuel, that is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds exactly like Rabbeinu Avigdor, and Akasha is not Akasha. When do we disregard the words of the husband? Nay, when do we disregard the words of the husband? When the husband comes after the Shliach said, b'fanei nechem ayin nechtav. But if the Shliach come, if the Baal comes before the Shliach says it, you need what? You need kiyum in atayra, because he said mezuyev. So the Rambam learns like Rabbeinu Avigdor, according to the Beis Shmuel and the Nesivus. Gemara works out very nicely. Once the guy comes in and says, b'fanei nechtav, you're done. But if he didn't come in yet, and the Baal protests, you're going to need kiyum in atayra. That answers number 6, 7. How is the Nesivus masbe the Rambam? Nesivus says that you're wrong. The Rambam is not like Rabbeinu Avigdor. The Rambam writes, please get it. We saw the Rambam inside. The Rambam says if the husband comes in a get that was delivered from Eretz Yisrael, and he says that he never divorced her, and the get is mezuyev, you need a miskayim chosamov. What happens if you don't? You're not miskayimin. You don't know the edim. Teitzei v'avlad mamzer. The vlad is a mamzer. Lechemish is the vlad is a mamzer. Kiyum shtars is only the rabbanon. How can you say the vlad is a mamzer? So the Beis Shmuel says because Rama holds like a Rabbeinu Avigdor. So anytime there's error, you need kiyum and atayra. You don't do it. The kids are the mamzer. But Lamais and Nesiva says no, and I want you to get it. The Nesiva says when we don't recognize the edim at all, that's worse. That's when you need kiyum and atayra. Because everyone would just sign people's names that we don't aware of, and they'll say they exist somewhere in Midian. That's a joke. Then you need Kim and Atara. But if you bring if a guy delivers a star with names that are recognizable, we're just not sure if they really signed on it, then we assume what? People are not Lochotzev Linish Lizyufe. People are not Mechutzev to forge something. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, the Nesiva says there's no Raya from the Rambam. So if that's the case, why is the Vlad what? Why is the Vlad a Mamzer? So the answer is that even though Kim Shtars is the Rabbanon, when the Baal claims Bari that's Mezuyev, and she doesn't know, and the Chesimus Eidim are not common, you need Kim and Atayra, and therefore we say that she's Becheskes Eishesish, and that's why the Rambam says the kid is a what? The kids are Mamzerim, Halach Lamaisa, because the bottom line is we don't know if anything's true here. So if you combine Lamaisa the Chetzchaka, that she's a married woman, and the fact that he's a Bari, put it the two together, you understand why the pshat is that what? Is that she's what? The kid is Mamzerim in such a case where you're not sure about these Eidim. Lo Noda Eidim Klau. This is the Rambam Shita. Lo Noda Eidim Klau, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Okay, that answers number 8, 9. Yes? That was number what? That was number 7. And then we also answer number 8 with the Magen Mishnah, because he's saying that what? He's saying that the situation is that the reason why the Nesivus claims, you don't have to say that the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor, because we're talking about a situation that the Eidim are not known. If the Eidim are not known, you need Kiyum and Atayra. But if the Eidim are known, and we're not sure, that's what we say, Lamaisa, that we're, you know, people won't be Mechutzofen. But in a case where it's not known, then it's very possible the kid will be Mamzer, you can need a Kiyum and Atayra. That's the Nesivus, that's 7. 8, the Magen Mishnah says, in the Baal claims Bari, that it's Mezuyev, and she doesn't know, and you combine the fact that a presumptive status is marriage, then you say also that the kid is a Mamzer. That answers 8. 9, how did the Briskarov Masber the Rambam? Briskarov said beautifully. Briskarov said she's not divorced at all, because the Baal is the Baal Ashtar. Remember we said he owns the Shtar? He's believed to say that the Shtar is Mezuyev, and the Shtar is Baltel B'Tur is Vadai. The star is Baltel B'Tur is Vadai. We just had a kasha on the Briskarov. What was the kasha? Kasan Biskarov is then why is it what? Why does the Rambam say Suffolk? Right? Remember we said the Rambam says Lamaisa? Yeah? According to Biskarov, why if the get is lost, does the Rambam say it's a Suffolk Migureshes? That was our Kasha on the Biskarov. Okay? Our Kasha on the Biskarov was if that's the case, that he's the Bala Star, then he should make it a why in the case where it's lost? Rama has a new sheet to that. If it gets lost, it's a Suffolk Migureshes. And the Vlad is a Suffolk Mamzer. Why? According to the Briskarov, Lamaisha should be possible to his Vadai. He's the Bala Star. If you're not, if it's lost, then why don't you say it's Vadai? That was the Kasha of Shmuel Rizovsky asking on the Briskarov. That's 9. 10. How did the Taz Mazbu the Rambam? The Taz said the following beautiful pshat. The Taz said, in a case where the get's lost, why is it Suffolk Megureshes and Suffolk Mamzer? The Taz said it would combine the time of the Baal that doesn't make it a Suffolk, that you should require a Chiv in a Torah, with the notion the woman is not Matzliach to find Edi Kiyum. So it's Maor a Suffolk. So in that case, we would say you establish an Cheskes Ish. But when it's lost, the woman says, you know what? Maybe I could bring Edi Kiyum. I don't know. Maybe I do know the Edim. It's not a Suffolk Minatera. It's a Suffolk Megureshes Min the Rabbanan. And therefore, according to the Taz, the Ram also doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Avigdor. According to the Ram, the Baal claims Mezuyev, you don't require Kiyum Min HaTorah, you mitzdarif that with the Chisaron that the woman doesn't know, and she's not Matzliach to find Edi Kiyum. But when it's lost, she might find Edi Kiyum. She might have known the Edim. So that's why the Taz says, when it's lost, it's a Suffolk Megureshes and the Vlad is a Suffolk Mamzer. It's not a Vada. Again, the Taz saying, in a case where it's lost, you don't have that factor which she says you can't find Edi Kiyum. She might have found Edi Kiyum. So it doesn't create a what? When it's lost, she might find it. It's not a Suffolk Min HaTorah. It's only a Suffolk what? It's only a Suffolk Megureshes Min HaRabbanan. And that's why the Vlad is only a Suffolk Mamzer. And it's a Suffolk Megureshes. That's how the Taz is Mazbe the Rambam. Okay, number 11. Oh, we said number 11. What's the Kasha in the Mahalach of the Briskarov and the Rambam? According to the Briskarov, why is it Suffolk Megureshes? It should be Vadai. That was the Kasha from Lozovsky. We said that, and that's number 11. 12. Why did Rava not hold like Rabba? In the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph. Why did Rava not hold like Rabba? Rava holds Kiyum. Why didn't he hold like Rabba? So the Gemara says very clearly, because if you hold like Rabba, that it's because of Lishma, it should have said, B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma. Very simple. Should have been three words. That's why Rava said, I don't hold like Rav. It's not because of Lishma. Because it should have been included in the formula. That's number what? Number 12. Let's just add on to number 12. Please get it. Rava responded back, Lamaisa, that you're right. But it would become too much. Because if you're required to say three words, you're going to cut one off. So the Gemara says, well, you cut one off with two. No, you won't. If you have to say three words, you'll cut one off. If you only have to say two, you won't cut it off. That answers number 12. 13. Why did Rava not hold like Rava? Go the other way. Nate, you with me? Why did Rava not hold like Rava? So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, well, Rava didn't hold like Rava because why do you have to say B'fanei Nechtav? B'fanei Nechtam should suffice. What's the reason for it? If the whole point is to Mekayim the signatures, who cares about the Ksiva? What do you have to say before me was written? Must be that it's because of Lishma. Must be that it's because of Lishma. Okay? That's why Rava didn't hold like Rava. Because if it was because of what? Kiyum, there's no reason to say B'fanei Nechtav. Must be that I'm right, it's because of Lishma. That answers number 13. 14. How did Rava answer Rava? How did Rava answer Rava? So Rava answered Rava, he said, you're right. You shouldn't need B'fanei Nechtav, but the reason why you need it is because of a flag, which we called what? What do we call that? A hecker. Rashi said it's called a hecker on the bottom, towards the end, next to last Rashi in the Amud. It's a hecker. So you don't want to be confused with other Kiyum Shtaris where you require two Edim. Here we only require one by the get, the verification of the get. And I need some type of hecker and flag to differentiate the two, and therefore we have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Because otherwise people get confused and think that one aid is good enough by Kiyum Shtaris of Mamonis. And I don't want that. That answers number 14. 15. What did Rava say to Rava Lagabe Hecker? Rava said, I'm really sorry, Rava. There's enough Hekerim. In fact, there are three. By kiyum shtaris, we say yidainin. We know. We know the signatures. By gittin, you must say b'fanai. I was there. Number one. Number two, over there, by kiyum shtaris, a woman is not believed. The woman is posulatus. Here, a woman is believed. She brings a get for her friend. She's believed to say b'fanai nechtav. A woman is believed just as well as a man. It's a mishnah later on, of gimel and beis. And number three, the Baal Dover is never believed by Dini Mominus, but hereby get the Baal Dover is. Who's the Baal Dover? Can a woman bring her own get from Medina Sayyam? Of course she can. What happens if the husband says, he gives her a get in New York and says, I want you to only be divorced when you get to Tel Aviv. When she gets to Tel Aviv, Lamaisa, she has to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, because she's a shliach for herself. That's good. A Baal Dover's never believed in Dini Mominus on himself. Never, ever. You need outside Adam. So Rabba says, what do you need to have a hecker for? I just listed off three hekerim that will show that get is different than shar sharis. There is no need to have a hecker. You don't need to say b'fanei nechtav. That is very strong response to Rabba, to Rava, and answers number 15. Yes, Binyamin.
If she's her own shliach, the moment she touches down in Tel Aviv, that fulfills the Tanai.
Yeah, but she's delivering a get from Medina Sayyam. So when she gets to the Beis Din, in order for the get to click in and be chal, she must say in front of the Beis Din that b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. Because she was at the get when it was written in New York. It was written before her and signed before her. So she must say it. That's the din. Halach lamai. So look in the Mishnah of Gimel Amid Beis. It says that explicitly. That Mishnah shows you two things. Number one, a woman can be a shliach for another woman. And number two, she can be a shliach for herself. Okay, that answers 15. 16. What is the last Mishpat Achron Shirova Omer L'Rabba? What do I mean the last statement? Jonathan, you with me? Ma Mishpat Achron. What was the last statement in the dialogue back and forth between Rav and Rabba? So the last statement was as follows. Rava said, you know what? I really disagree with you, Rava, because there is some type of link or bridge that will always confuse people, unless you say b'fanei nechtav, which is the ultimate hecker. And that is yida'inin. Yida'inin is good for kiyum shtaros, and it is good for get as well. Dini mominus and get. And that is the bridge that will confuse everyone. Because since yida'inin is good, you will become to get mixed up and people will say, oh, by get, an eid echad is good. So maybe by shar din imamnes eid echad is good. Why would you think that? Because the word, the phrase yida'inin, if they both say we know, says Rava, that is good. Says Rava, that is good by get. No doubt you're still going to have to say b'faneinu or b'fanei nechtav. Yes? But if they both come in and say yida'inin, it's just as good. And since that's good by get and dini mominus, that's going to cause a what equation? And people are going to say, oh, you know, by the way, the halacha is that an eid echad is good by a get. Well, people start saying that by dini mominus. So that is Rava's last statement, and that ends the conversation in the Gemara. Okay? That ends the conversation in the Gemara. Now, it's important that we point out in number 16, which we are still at, that Rabba is of the opinion that Yadanu is not good. That he learned from the Koach of the Mishnah in the second parak. So you must get that down in this question. As you might call that the last line, the last sentence in the dialogue, but we know under the lines Rabba would respond, you know what, I hold the Mishnah proves that Yadanu doesn't work. So therefore there is no bridge. Has everyone got what I'm saying? Arya, you with me? Mikoach HaMishnah, what about the ones you missed? You got to make those up, Lamaisa. Right? Mikoach HaMishnah, Yadanu is not good. Right? From the Koach of the Mishnah, Yadanu is not good. According to Rabba. Now, Rabba will say Yadanu is Lav Dafka. The Mishnah didn't say B'Faneinu is Lav Dafka. Yadanu would have done just as good. So that answers number 16. You guys got to get this. Number 17. Nay. Usually, number 17. You're writing the answers in. Just because you didn't type them doesn't mean you can't. You're getting them down, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want you, just because you didn't type the ones on the field, you don't have to. Okay, number 17. What's the machlekes Rashi Tosfos legabe yadati? What about yadati? Is yadati good within Rava? Write that in within Rava. We know that within Rava it's bad, of course, because knowing is not enough by lishma. You got to be there. You got to be there. So that's for sure bad according to Rava. But within Rava is yadati good. So Rashi says it's good. We had a question, did Rashi have the girsa? Maybe he had the girsa in the Gemara, but even if he didn't have the girsa in the Gemara, he says beferish yadati is just as good. So a guy to say yadati is just as good? You say yadati, it's fine. Halach l'maisa. And Tosfos says, halach l'maisa, you're dead wrong. You are wrong, says to Rashi. Tosfos in Dibra Maskil, l'maisa, yadati says that it is not good. Why is it not good? Because it doesn't create a medic dayik. There's not as much of an awesome responsibility when you say, but fanai, I was there. You feel like there's an awesome responsibility. You're going to tell the truth. You're going to be medic dayik. When you say yadati, there's no, I know. How do you know? Shkoyach, you know. Is there a responsibility of medic dayik? Not as much at all. And therefore, Tosfos postulates that according to Rava, you are not believed at all to say adati. Merges a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Very, very important machlekes Rashi Tosfos. And Tosfos really was very, very adamant about this. Tosfos was upset about this. In fact, I think he even asked three kashas on Rava, on Rashi on this. The three kashas he asked is, oh yeah, if your adati is just as good, why does the whole mesekla say b'fanai? Yes? That was one kasha. Second kasha was halacha l'maisa. In the case on Daf Ted Vav l'maisa, if yadati was good, what's the psul of having 75% just because you had another guy in? What's the big deal? And number three is if yadati is good, why didn't mention is a nafkamina? When the Gemara said, remember what did the Gemara say? When did the Gemara ask for nafkaminas? My benayu. Where did the Gemara look for nafkaminas? Eliezer between Rab and Rava on Bezim and Bez. Why did the Gemara offer that as a nafkamina? So every one of those three kashas we answer for Rashi. Number one, we said in a chanami, it's lav dafka throughout the mesechta. Number two, we answered that if you say yadati, even though a guy's believed to say yadati, but people are still going to get confused. Lamaisa. Why are people going to get confused? Because when two eidim are they're machmer more of shemi achlifu b'shar shtaros. Because even though you could do Chetzi shtar al pi eid rishon, chetzi asheni al pi the shnei eidim, right? But the din is that people are going to think that what? That lamaisa, you need to be yatsa moment al pi shnei eidim, but ofen shove, right? And the din is you need to do it two equal eidim. People start thinking 75% and 1% is still good, 75 and 25 is good, which is not good, and you'll still have that concern. And number three, we're only listing nafkaminas where you have to say b'fanai nechtav, or you don't have to say. We're not interested in other lashonos. The Gemara wasn't interested in saying that type of nafkamina. So we answer all three of those kashas to save Rashi. But you must get this, and that is, does yadati work within Rava? Rashi says yes, and Tosfos says no, it does not work at all, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Okay, that answers what? That's on Yadat. It's going on the Chasimas, guys. Okay? It's going on the Chasimas. Certainly you're going to have to say Bafanai Nechta for it to be a what? For it to be a hecker. But the question is on the Chasimas, can you say Yadat? That is the machlekes there between Rashi and Tosfos. So that answers number 17. 18. Let's get this. Why is it that Rava, the Gemara wasn't interested in Rava answering Legabi Ishu Baal Dover? We all noticed that when we learned the Gemara. All Rava had the last statement is the Yadinim is the bridge. Well, what about the other Hekerim? What about the other Hekerim, Ishu Baal Dover? Well, those are uncommon, Tosfos says. Those don't happen much. And since those don't happen much, there's no concern of what? There's no concern of Asa Lechlufe. Because the bottom line is they don't stare at people in those cases. And therefore, since they don't happen much, Rava said, Lamais, I'm afraid of Asa Lachlufe. You are going to come Asa Lachlufe, right? Remember Rava said there's a bridge? What's the bridge? Yadinin is believed by both, yes? So that's going to cause a confusion. Well, what about Ishu Baal Davar? Those don't happen much. So you're still going to have Asalach Lufi. I said, law, I made a mistake. Asalach Lufi. Taisa says, you're still going to come confused. There's those uncommon cases. Those are so uncommon, they're not going to serve as a hecker. So the bridge of Yadin is going to cause an equation and cause a what? Cause a confusion, Asalach Lufi. That answers number 18. Okay, 19, guys. Let's go. Okay, you with me? Number 19. What is the din of the Torah and the Toifis? Very important. There are two parts of a get. There's the Toireif, and by the end of the year, we'll take a look at an actual get itself. One day by the end of the year, we'll take a look at an actual get. But the main part of a get is called the Toireif. Please get this. Toireif. The generic part of a get is called the Tofes. The Toireif is the most important part of the get. It consists of the name of the man, the name of the woman, the date, and it also consists of the very important phrase, Mishnah, I believe, on later on, of Pei Heyam and Aleph, Hari'at Muteris L'chol Adam. That, I believe, is called the Gufal Shel Get. If you look at the Mishnah later on in the Masichta, I want you to know all the Dabim L'maisa. You know, you might think, L'maisa, that we did a few blot in Elul about Prusbul, and we're up to Gimel Amud Beis. But when we look up the things, I expect you to know that and to be koneh. And if you do the math, you've accomplished a lot of dapim. It's the mission in the bottom of Pehei Manalf. Gufo shall get Hari'at Muteris L'chol Adam. It's the last line. What daf? I just said it. What daf? Pehei Amud Aleph on the bottom. Gufo shall get Hari'at Muteris L'chol Adam. Rabbi Yudah says you must say V'dain. V'dain meaning that this particular sefer. So that is called the Toireif. Now where did this come up? Came up in the Tosfos in Dibra Maska Asal Chalufei. Well, Tosfos said, I need a hecker according to Rava. If I need a hecker, so why is the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak say, B'fanei nechtav an chetzio is what? Is puzzle. Why is B'fanei nechtav chetzio achron tfei me chetzio rishon? Right? Why does it say, L'maisa, does it puzzle B'fanei nechtav chetzio achron tfei me chetzio rishon? So why is that considered to be puzzle? If the whole thing's a hecker, who cares that you have to have the whole thing? What do you have to have the whole thing for? Why shouldn't half be good? Why shouldn't half be good? I saw half of the ksiva. You know what the answer to that is? Says Tosfos, if you only saw half of it, we got a problem. What's the problem? If you only said before the neck on the first half and on the chetzi sheni, it's kosher. What's the difference? I don't understand. Why does the Mishnah say chetzi rishon is good, Oren? Chetzi sheni is possible. If the whole thing is a hecker, who cares which half you saw? As long as you saw half of it, it should be good. The answer is that the first half is the Toireif. And in order, bless you, in order for something to be a hecker, it has to show that it's different. And the essence of a get is the Toireif. So in order to serve as a hecker, it better be testifying on the what? On the what? Toireif. Not the Tofes. And that is what Tosfos says, that the first half of it has the name of the man, the woman, the Zman, which is the Iker Get, and we're pointing out also Hari'at Muteris L'chol Adam. That's where it's Minker Milsa, that it's a Get. It's not like other stars. It's the Asa L'chalufle. So please get that, what a Toireif and a Tofes is, and how it is appropriate that the Mishnah says, if you say B'fanei Nechtav on the Chetzio Rishon, it's good. If you say B'fanei Nechtav on the Chetzio Achron, it's bad. And the reason why it's bad is because you didn't touch testifying on the Toireif when you do Chetzio Achron. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Okay.
You got it clear? Okay, very good. What is that answer? Number 19. 20. Let's go, guys. What does Tosfos say on Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maaskal, Hai, Kula, Omrin? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that the Gemara said, the reason why we require only one shliach to deliver the get from Medina Sayyam Asher is because Mishum Uguna Kile Be Rabbonim. Gemara jumps and says, this is a kula? It's a chumrah. If you would have required two from the beginning, the Baal would not come and protest and be puzzled. He wouldn't be believed. One against two. But now the only required one, the Baal could eventually come in Ma'arer. It would be one against one. What does the Gemara answer? It's not one against one. This one is a one plus, one squared, one cubed. He's a super duper one. Why? Because he's made a daik. Because the get has to be given in front of two or three because he needs an audience b'fanei nechtav. And when you have an audience, you're much more careful. Medik daik. And therefore, the shliach beats out the Baal. But the Gemara jumped and said, Hai kulu, it's a chumrah. Frek Taisus. Taisus in Yavamas. Taisus quotes a Gemara in Yavamas. Our Taisus, please get this, that we stress this. This Taisus Maschai is asking a kasha on the Gemara in Yavamas. Why didn't the Gemara in Yavamas jump over there? What's the case? And the Erechad is believed to say a husband is dead to allow a woman to remarry. It's called Edus Isha. Why is it called Edus Isha? Have you ever thought about that? It's Edus about the state of a woman. Can't she get remarried? And the Gemara says, Mitoch the Chumra, that we slam her in the end, we're Makel in the beginning. What do you mean? If the husband comes forward that he's alive, we slam her. What do you mean we slam her? What do you mean we slam her? She's got to get divorced from the second guy and divorced from the first guy. Teitzei mizeh umizeh. And the kid is what? The kid is considered to be a mamzer midrabonon. We slam her. Because we slam her in the end, we're makel in the beginning and allow an eidecha to testify that he's dead and allow her to get remarried. Why didn't the Gemara jump over there and say what? Hai kula hai chumruhu. Because if you would require two and the husband would have come, what's the din? What does Taisa say? She would have been what? She would have been muteris lachsor if there were two Adim. Yes? But now that you only require one, if the husband comes forward, if she got remarried, teitzei mizeh umizeh. Why did the Gemara jump over there and say, hai kulu, it's a chumru. You're messing her up. Right? If what? If you would have required two, things would have been better. Then she could what? She would have been able to go back to the original husband. Why didn't the... What is Tosos' answer? Tosos' answer is we have no choice, guys. We have no choice but to be makel and allow only one aid because she's stuck as an aguna. Aguna is going to be staring you right in the face. The aguna problem is going to be staring you right in the face, and we have no choice but to allow an aid. I'll tell you why. Because how probable is it? Maybe only one aid will see the guy dead. The dead body, number one. Number two, even if there was a group of guys who saw it, how do you know they're going to come in and testify? You can't control that. You can't control that. Maybe only one guy will come in. Maybe people don't want to get involved. I don't know. They're worried. Whatever reason, I can give you a bunch of reasons why people don't want to come in and testify. So therefore, that's why the Gemara doesn't pounce over there and say, hi, kulafu. Here we pounced on it because we can require the husband to send two shluchim. Why do we allow him to send one? That's what the Gemara jumps and says, hai, kula, hai, kumru. But in Yavamas, it doesn't pounce on it because we have no choice. Now, we pointed out, I don't remember who pointed it out to us. Binyamin, I think, did. And then you guys were on the phone. You guys weren't there, but remember we were on the phone on that Sunday. I don't remember what day it was. But we found in the Shulchan Aruch, and which Amora was it? The end of the whole sugi over there on Sadi Aleph and Beis, we found in the Beis Yosef, which Amora was it? Ravina? We paskin that even if there are two Adim that said the husband is dead, yes, and she gets remarried, she's done. And the husband comes forward, it's also Teitzim Yizeh Mizeh. We don't paskin like this line in the Taisus. Taisus was holding like the beginning of the sugi over there. But if you go through the whole sugi, remember we said there was a few blot over there? I forgot which Amora was it. You don't remember, Ari? Which Amora was it? Ravina? There was an Amora over there that we... Rav Papanyan. Excellent. It was Rav Papanyan. We paskin like the Beis Yosef, that even if there's two Adim that came, and it's a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe. A mamzer's a halachic catastrophe. Two Adim came and she was dead and she went ahead and got remarried? She went ahead and got remarried? What's she supposed to do? It's not her fault. I'm sorry. That's the din. Tosis though was quoting the sheet in the beginning of the Gemara that she would have been muteris to go back. Okay? That answers number what? Number 20. That is 20. Yes.
You could also then answer for Tosfos. You can answer Tosfos' kasha, saying, why did they not jump here? It's because even if you have
no, but I'm saying that was Tosfos was asking in the beginning of the sugya.
Right.
At the beginning of the sugya held there was a distinction between an edach and a two edim. We're just pointing out halacha lemaisa that does not stick in the end of the sugya. But Tosfos was asking lefi that stage in the sugya there, the Gemara should have pounced on it. And then Tosfos gives the answer, we have no choice.
Sure, but we can give a second answer. The second answer being that the reason why the Gemara didn't pounce on it.
But I'm saying to you that you cannot give that answer because the Gemara did not hold that at that stage. That's what I'm saying. Theoretically, you're saying, but the Gemara did not hold like Rapop at that stage. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Then answers number what? 20. 21. What did Tosfos say on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramas V'Chad, the very next Tosfos? Please get it. So Tosfos said if you would have required only one, the Baal would have come Ma'aron Pasole. So if Tosfos quotes a Yesh Lefarish that says you would have posled it Mamish, even though he's only believed to make a Laz, we would have posled it. So Tosfos says, I'm bothered by that. Because what's the Havamin that Befanei Nechtav works? Why should Befanei Nechtav ever work? If you're worried about Laz, you can have guys that are slanders and gossipers from today until tomorrow. So you could say Befanei Nechtav 5,000 times. People talk, they talk. They speak Lashon Hara. If the whole problem is Laz, what have you solved? So Tosfos says, the Havamina is that most people will not slander and gossip if they know they're not going to be believed. But if he does come, then it would possible. And therefore, according to the Havamina, which says, Yimei Shalav Orim Yiskayim B'chosamav, what is it going on? What is it going on? Not just the case of what? Come on, we know the Mishnah Baal Peh. What is that last line? Yimei Shalav Orim Yiskayim B'chosamav going on, for sure. Definitely going on in the case right before it, I maybe get Beretz Yisrael. But is it also going on the top of the Mishnah? Where you bring a, well, maybe get Medina Siyam? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And the Gemara answers, well, if he's made a daik, he's not going to come. And even if he would come, Lamaisa, even if he would come, we don't believe him. And there's not even a Laz. There's not even a Laz. Once you say Befanei Nechtav, it squashes even a Laz. That's the first way to learn up the Gemara, the Yesh Lafarish, in Taisa Dimas Kochad. Again, that the whole concern is a Laz, and he's believed Lamaisa to apostle at Mamish through the prism of a Laz. So Tosfos says, well, that bothers me. How does Befanei Nechtav ever solve Laz? The answer is, it'll solve it because people won't come and make the Laz if they think they're not believed. But if a guy would come, it would create a problem. It would create a problem, but if Befanei Nechtav has said, Lamaisa, it will not, it'll squash even a Laz. That's the Yesh Lafarish. And the Rish says, no way. He says, what are you talking about? That it should be possible because of a Laz? We know that it's kosher. Number two, don't ever read that last line, Mishalav Orim Yiskayim B'chosamov, going on what? Going on what? The ratio of the Mishnah. Forget about it. It's only going on the Seifa at all. It never says it on the ratio. And if it never says it on the ratio, that shows that Befanei Nechtav Lamaisa, there never is a Hava meaning that what? That you'd have to what? You, even if you said Befanei Nechtav, you still have to do Kiyum. There's never such a Hava meaning. So the Re concludes and says, Pasale just means in what? In the world of gossipers. In the world of gossipers, this get might be problematic. But the bottom line is the get is kosher. So therefore, the Re says, what it means, Chad Asi Ba'amara Pasale, it just means in the realm of gossipers. Gossipers will say that. So the Gemara answers, no, gossipers won't even say that because what, the guy has an audience and they know the Shlich is believed. So the question basically boils down to when the Gemara said that Chad, the Baal, will come and Pasla, did it mean Pasla Mamish? Like the Yesh Lafarish of Tosfos because of a Laz? Or did it mean what? No, it just meant as a Laz, Stam a Laz. But really the get was even kosher in the Havamina. And the maskanas, it won't even be a las. That's the nekuda between the Eish Lafarish and the Ri. How serious was this? What was this concern that the Ba would lodge a protest and make it possible? Is it possible because of a las? That's the Eish Lafarish. The Ri says, no way, it just means in the realm of gossipers it would have possible. But again, it's all a hava meaning. Because at the end of the day, it's medek daik, the shliach wins, right? That's all a hava meaning before you have that line of medek daik. But I want you to understand these 2 days in Taitz as to what the Havamina was. Was it a serious psul? It's coming from Laz, don't get me wrong. But does a Laz cause a serious psul to be a Havamina? That's the Eish Lafarish. The Ri says, no, what? It can't even cause a real psul because it's coming from a Laz. That answers number 21. 22. What did Rabbi Kivager say in the Taitz Gittin on Taitz's Dimasko Hai? This is what Eliezer and Yosef were asking me in Seder just now before Shir. And Rabbi Kivager and the Torah is getting asked, they say, what on earth is Taisus bring up the Gemara Yevamos for? The Kasha doesn't even start. It's oranges and pears. Notice I didn't say apples and oranges. Oranges and pears. They're not common at all, these two Gemaras. There's no common thread. Why is there no common thread? Says Rabbi Kivager, a tremendous Kasha. You know what he says in the Torah is getting? He says, what are you worried about? We have a famous principle, Isha Daika Umintzava. What does that mean? That a woman will not dare get remarried till she does the investigation herself, hires a private investigator, and sees surely that the husband's got to be dead. If you have that principle, then it's not shaykh to pounce on it and say, hai kula, hai chumru. What are you worried about? Here, there's a concern the Baali Ma'ar is a liar. There's no concern. Why should a Gemara pounce and say, hai kulai chumru? She's very confident to get remarried that the husband is dead. She did her own investigation. Isha daika, she checks it. Umintzava. So how do you even bring up the Gemara and the Gemara should have pounced hai kulai chumru on that Gemara moment? They're two different Gemaras. Great kasha. What's the answer? That's 22, 23. What's the answer to that kasha? And what does the answer to this kasha do? It substantiates Tulsa's kasha, correct? To make the equation, yes? And then you got to go through what Tulsa's answer was, which we said is that the bottom line is she'll be stuck as an immigrant. So what were the two answers we gave? Number one, from the great Gaon of David Pavarsky. Say, Katsarek Vekodesh Lavrocha. Remember the Rishi Ponovich? The one I asked the kasha to? Who said, go give me the Minchas Chinuch. So David Pavarsky wrote the Sefer Yeshua's David. He also wrote Chidushim, the Shirim, and they called Shittas of David. So Shittas of David, Os Peches, he says, you know what Taisa is asking? From a public policy theory. What's public policy? Jonathan majored in Rutgers, Lamaisa, right? From a public policy, Torah Mada. He didn't have to go to Rutgers. He could have got in here, Lamaisa. But we're happy you're here now. We're happy you're here now, Jonathan. But from a public policy perspective, the Chacham should not have misaken something in Yevamos that could come to be a disaster. That's what Tulsus was assuming is a common thread between the two Gemaras. From a public policy perspective, here they made a takana that one shliach is good. Gemara pounces that one shliach, you should require two. The Gemara says the same thing over there. You should require two Adam, the guy's dead, because it could come out to be a catastrophe. Even though she might check it. But the bottom line is from the public perspective of a public policy where they talked in the Bismedrish and they made a vote how to make a takana, that's how Tos is equating the two Gemaras. That's the answer of the David Bavarsky, Zatzal. The answer of Steinman, Zatzal, Ayala Shachar, is that Tos is working with Shitasso with the Tos we just said over. Because Tos Lishitasso in the very next Tosos holds. We're not chayshish the guy's going to come according to the Eish Lafarish because he knows he's not going to be believed. Afal Pikein, there are guys that are going to come anyway. Miu imapik. There are some guys that might come for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe he has regretting divorcing her. Whatever it is. There is some guys that might come. If there's always that possibility of some guys they might come, in Yevamos, they should have pounced on it and said also, most times the husband will not surface, but there are times where he might. And since there are times he might, from that perspective, the Gemaras are equal. And just like we pounced on it here, Haiku Lai Chumru, it should have done it there as well. So we've just substantiated Tysus Kasha. Two answers to answer up the Rekiva Egg and the Taurus Kitten. Yes? What was Tosa's answer in the end of the day? We can't pounce on it over there. Why not? Because we cannot leave her stuck as an Aguna. That answers which one? What is that answer? Number 22. No, that answer is 23. 24. What do we say on Rashi and Daf Gimel? Dimaraskam Yikara. What do we say on that Rashi? Remember Rashi said V'inami? Inami is usually or else, yes? But here it meant what V'inami meant, if in fact he's Ma'or. Please get it. We said the following Mahalach. Rashi said that once B'fanei Nechta is said, the Baal is done. He's no longer believed the protest. Please get it. He's no longer believed the protest. So he said the Marshal, bless you, and the Chachma Shlomo quotes the Rashba, what are ye? Been quiet. What is the Marshal usually in the Chazar? You're a little bit more verbal, almost. The Marshal quotes the Rashba. The Rashba is asking, the Lashon of the Gemara's Mashma, that the Baal is believed. What does the Gemara say? Lo Asi Umare Nafshe. What does Lo Asi Umare Nafshe mean? The Baal will not come and make himself look bad, yes? What does that imply, though? That if he does come, granted he might, what? Risking making himself look bad, but he is believed. Get this down. Rashi says that once on Funai Nechlin said the Baal is never believed. The Marshal quotes the Rashba, no. The Lashon of Gemara says we are predicting he won't come, but if he does come, he will be believed. So the Marshal says, the Rashba understood Lo Asi Umar Nafshe is referring to who? The Baal. What does the Marshal say Rashi held? That Lo Asi was referring to what? The Shaliach's not going to come and make himself look bad. Wow. He's going to be medactic, medvarav, and make sure what he's saying is the truth. Beautiful. So the Nekuda... Nekuda Samachleik is between Rashi and Rashba, Eliezer is. Will the what? Baal be believed or not? Rashi says no. And what is Lo Asi Omar and Afshe going on? The Shliach. Because why? If the Shliach is going to make sure he doesn't make himself look bad, he has an elevated level of Nemanis. So even if the Baal comes, the Baal loses. Whereas the Marshal quotes the Rashba. That says what? That if the Baal does come, he would be believed. Because Lo Asi Umar Nafshe is going on who? The Baal himself. And if he does come, he's going to what? If he does come, he's going to be believed, Lamaisa. It's going on the Baal. If he does come, okay, granted, he looks like a little bit of a charlatan. I mean, make up your mind. You want a divorce or not? You don't want a divorce. But the bottom line, if he says the get is forged, we will believe him. Okay? Who quotes both these pshatim? The Ritva. Quotes the Rashi's pshat and the Marshal's pshat. Is Maranafshi going on the Shlich or the Baal? Please get this, guys. That answers number what? 24. 25. What do we say on the din? Mishume guna kile berabomon. What do we say on this din? Mishume guna kile berabomon. She said the following. According to Rashi, how did Rashi learn Rabbanan Huda Itzrach on Beis and Beis? Who remembers?
They're the ones that are
part of Garbage Can Nimlach, yes? Garbage Can case. Rabbanan Huda Itzrach. Yeah? Gemara says, Mishume guna kile berabbanan. That makes sense. That's a kula. Because it's a chshasha miti, that's a real kula. The Rabbanan don't require two edim. One is enough. But according to Tosis, what's the whole concern?
Practice
get. But it's a what? Laz, that there was a practice get. It's under the prism of a laz, under the rubric of a laz. Let me ask you a question. Why is that called a kula? Why is that called a kula? Why do you call that a kula? Just say you don't need two edim to vatal a laz. I don't call that a kula. You don't need two edim about laws. I wouldn't call that a kula. If it's a real chshash amiti, like Rashi learns, you should require two edim, then I understand, Chlor, that it's called a kula, that we relax it to one edim. But from the perspective of a laz, Eliezer, why is that a kula? Why is the Gemara call it a kula? Just say you don't need two edim. Don't call that a kula. So we said the following. from the Sefer Dvar Yaakov. Once the Rabbanan are masakin at takana, they mean big stuff. Once they're masakin afanenech, they mean big stuff, and they mean it should be kein diaraisa. And what does the diaraisa always require? Al pishnayim edim. Al pishnayim edim. Yakum daver. You better require two. It's a takana, you're right of las, but once you make a takana, it's the real deal. You engage the process, get it together, you need two. And therefore, if you only require one, that's a real kula, halach lamaisa. And that's why we shim mishum iguna kila berabanan. Even according to Taisis, that it was under the rubric of a las gavriel, but the bottom line is you need the what? You need to treat it like a real takana. Should be like a candy rice, you should require two, and that's a cooler, we only require one. That's what we want a tiny. That's the chiddush, okay? That's the chiddush, Lamaisa, that we want to suggest. You should require what? You should require two. We spoke about in the alumni shir last night. I give an alumni shir, Baruch Hashem, once a month. And this was the first alumni shir, a lot of the new alumni, a lot of the new alumni were at this shir. Jake, Ariel, guys who just finished. And they're years apart from the other guys. But they were boosted, you know. It's not like the other guys that were older and said, oh, what are these new guys coming in? It's our shoe. No, they were always with Mesameach. They're Mesameach, the mice. They're Mesameach. That's the way it should be in the B'nai Torah. We spoke about Eidach HaNem and Bisurin. That was the topic of the shoe. Okay. That answers which one? 25. No, yes. 26. What do we say on the din of error? Did you guys read that good? Make sure you write that in. There's a yud a little bit missing. There's a speck there, but it should be a yud. Ma amarno al din shel error about kitrei. Where is that, Gemara? Daf tes. Tesimon aleph. There's a problem. What's the problem? The Gemara said, we don't like the way you only had one shliach. Asi baal mare. What does Rashi say? Uki chad, like body chad. One against one, a face-off. Who likes hockey? Face-off. Yes, you like hockey. I know you like hockey. Right? Uki chad, lebahari chad. Lahavdol is a face-off. It's a face-off, right? Right? You know, I'm not a big hockey fan, but I do enjoy it. There's some boys in my shul that I don't think there's any guys know more about hockey than anyone in America, these boys. They know about the minor leagues. These guys are unbelievable. But you know when there's a face-off. There's a face-off when it's on a power play, right? What's the best thing? You want to be able to get the puck to get it back, right, to the guy on the outside, right? So they can do a slap shot to get it. No? Isn't that the thing? So l'havdil l'havdil, uki chad l'habechad. You have one versus one. What do you mean one versus one? What are you talking about? The Pnei Yeshua and the Brisker Rav say, why does Rashi say, uki chad l'bahad echad? The ear of the Baal is two. Why does Rashi say the Shliach is going to lose? Because it's one versus one. And therefore it's going to lose. That was in the Havim. Why does Rashi say, uki chad l'bahad echad? He's trying to give PR for face-off for hockey? Come on. He should have said, it's one versus two. The Shliach is against the Baal. The Gemara is a line in Daf Tes on the ear of Baal is like two. What's Rashi saying? Pnei Yeshua the Biskarov asked this kasha. So he said the following. Pnei Yeshua says, amazing shot. When do we say the Baal is like two? When he claims Mezuyif. What is he claiming here in the top of Gimel and Aleph? What is he claiming? You guys tell me. He's claiming it was not written what? Lishma. That's not Mezuyif. You don't say that he's believed like two. That's what the Brisker Rav says, the same thing. Because when you protest, you're not, it's not because you're the Baal Dover and the Gerishin. The woman's not chattel of the husband. Remember we said that from the Ran? He's the Baal Ashtar. So when you claim the Star is Mezuyif or there's a Tanai, that's fine. You have the power of two. But when you claim it wasn't written Lishma, that's not Medine Shtar. That's Medine Get. If it's Medine Get, then you're not believed like two. And the Brisker Rav actually says, if you look on Daf Tes on the case of Eretz Yisrael, when he claimed it was Mezuyif, that's why it's like two. But in our case, you're delivering it from Medina Sayyam, that it wasn't written Lishma. That's not two. You're not two, Lamaisa. And therefore, Lamaisa, you are believed to mevatel the nemanus of the shlich. Don't get me wrong. But the bottom line is that what? Is that you are what? Not ketu. It's uki chav legavichat. So Rashi's phrase is very appropriate. And we said it's fit in very beautifully. Why? Because if you look in the Mishnah, what does it say? It says, Yiskai mechosamov. What does it say? When he's ma'arer with the mezuyif. But if he's ma'arer with, it wasn't written lishma, he's not kishnaim. Who do we say that smack against? That's against the Rambam. Because remember the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah said, it's not just mezuyif, it's also another psul, who was mechubra, wasn't written lishma. So that doesn't go well with the Rambam, but it goes well with Pashup Shah of Rashi. And Reb David Parvarsky and Reb Nochem asked, that Tezis Rid writes later on, Alibi de Rava, that the Baal's towing mezuyif. And what does the Tezis Rid say? Even though he's towing mezuyif, what does the Tezis Rid say? I think I underline on my Gemara, Uki Chad Lahabe Chad. That's against this whole Shtikl Torah. Because if he's claiming mezuyif in the block of Rava, then you should say it should be one against two. So that place is rid really what? Really is very, very, very schwer against two, the Pnei Hoshu and the Biskara. Please get that down though. That's what the Mahalik we said. That's 26. 27, guys. Let's go. What is the Shakla Vitaria Lagabe Rava Shomer Kim? Very simple. What does the Gemara say? Ula Rava. Let's see if we can do a Baal Peh. According to Rava, who holds you need Kiyum, you should require what? You should require two, like all Kiyum stars, the Alma. What does the Gemara answer? Eirachanem Abisurin. When do you say Eirachanem Abisurin? B'makam Chazaka. B'makam Lo Chazaka. But here's a Chazaka Zesh Zish, right? Yeah? So what do you do to that? I forgot. What's the next line? I gotta look. I'm sorry. What's the next line? Really instead of Migar Gmiri wrote Bikine and it said what? Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish mean I tell you shouldn't require anything. The whole thing is Rabbanu to Itzrich either because of what? The garbage can, right? Or because of what? Or because of the sulfur. And therefore, what do you need? You really what? Really should only require what? The Gemara says what? If you require two, right? It's a high kula, it's a chumra. If you require two, would have been what? If it required two, the guy wouldn't be believed. Now you require one. The guy's believed. The answer is no. Even again, one against one, the shliach wins because medic died. That's a Gemara. Shakla Vitaria. Okay? I should do a lap. I forgot it, Lamaisa. That's how, remember I told you, Rov Bikini and Migmar Gmiri is equivalent to Reish Lakish's din. That's the mechanism in the Yeraisa. Bezim and Bez, the mechanism is Rov Bikini and Stam Migmar Gmiri, and the mechanism of Gimel Af is Reish Lakish. That's 27. 28. How are we Masber Chadami Tlas Lefi Rashi Lefi Ataisa Rosh? One of three words a person cuts off. One of two, they don't cut off. So we had two pshatim on this. Rashi says it's referring to words. Simple words, get out your calculator. Taisa Rosh says it's talking about topics. Topics, meaning Siva, Chasima, and Lishma. So Rashi says it's words. Taisa Rosh says it's what? It's topics. Okay? Please get that. That's 28. 29. What was the mahalach we said by the din of Shalosh Tevis? We said like this. Rashash asked, I don't understand something. Why can't you make the takana b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam? Skip the word b'fanei the second time. How many words is that, Azriel? Come on, you're computer science, man. How many words is that? That's three, right? That's three words. It's a great kasha. Why don't they just make three words? What's the answer? Because it's three words. Three words, we're afraid a guy's going to cut it off. The fanei nechtam is two sets of two words. And therefore, that's fine. Now, who is that like? Rashi. That's like Rashi. Excellent, Yisroel. Excellent. That old kasha in Teretz is lefi Rashi. According to Taisa Rosh, it's totally in topics. You still have the Rashash's kasha. You still have the Rashash's kasha. Why didn't they say v'fanei nechtav v'nechtam? Just say that. That would be two topics. You're not going to cut anything off, no. That was one nafkamini we said. What was the other nafkamini? The other nafkamini was the dark emotion. He quotes from the Seder I get. Simon Kuf Ben Beis Sivkan Zayin. His mistapek. Can you say v'fanei nechtav v'nechtam in English? Wow. Dark emotion says, why not? Why can't you say it in English? So the Rav HaShulchan says, I'll tell you why you can't say it in English. Because the Isser in the Gemara is if you say three words, you're going to come to cut it off. How many words does it take you to say in English? Before me was written, before me was signed. I already got lost how many. It's at least 6 words, no? Before me it was written.
10, right?
10 even. So if you say it in English, it's going to be much longer. So you're going to come to cut it off. And even though this is going to Rabbah, we don't assume, obviously, Zelo Rabbah, we don't care. We're not arguing. Zelo Pligi. So, Lamaisa, that concept, please get it, of not saying it in English is according to Rashi that you look at the amount of words. According to Rashi, it's totally in topics. There's no difference between in Hebrew and English. So if I ask you, give me 2 nafkaminas between Rashi and the Tzeis how to learn that up. Number one is the Rashash's Kasha and the Teretz, okay? Only works according to Rashi, not according to Tzeis HaRosh. And number two is, can you say it in English? According to Rashi, you cannot. And according to Tzeis HaRosh, you could, because it's still topics, correct? So please get those 2 nafkaminas. That's 29. 30. What did the Ritva say on the din Reish Lakish? The Ritva said, how do you know Reish Lakish was talking about a star that's not Mekuyim? That was the Ritva's Kasha. Yes? How do you know, how did Reish Lakish know we're talking about a star that's not Mekuyim? Maybe he's talking about a star that's already been verified. So he said the Ritva answered that he had a Mesora. We have a Mesora. Reish Lakish had a Mesora. We're talking about a star that's not Mekuyim. And that's why he said, Stama Edim Chesuma Ashtar. He didn't say Shtar Mekuyim. Stam Edim. And Reish Lakish said, Stama, even before the Kiyum. And Eid is not able to be Chosobo because we treat it as if he's already been interrogated. And he quotes in the name of his Rebbe. Reish Lakish says, it's strong. The Shtar, everyone's careful not to lie. We're not chosh that people sign Sheker. Therefore, the Nafkamin is, you don't need Kiyum D'Yeraisim. And that's what Rashi means, that people are not chutz of English lizayufei. They didn't sign emes, and therefore we assume that what? Their edus is left, it's been interrogated, and that's why we're not chayshish for what? For chutzpah. We're not chayshish for chutzpah forging. Because we assume that the shtar is strong, and that's what he quotes in the name is Revi, as if they've been interrogated, and that's the koyach of the shtar. That answers 30. We have 2 minutes left, so we answer 31. Please get the question down. We said it was so important when it came to 9/11. Lord Sameach said we were worried, the Chachamim, that things were getting out of hand. That they were lenient with an Eid Echad to testify a husband's dead. So many coolers to make sure there's no aguna. We thought people were getting out of hand. They needed to throw in a chumrah. And the very end of Maseches Yevamos is the topic called Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof. Please write this down as 31. If a person falls into the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean or a lake, one of the Great Lakes where you can't see from one edge to the other, she cannot get remarried. Cannot. The Rosh Hashanah says, what on earth is that going on here? The whole Mahalach is to be Mako. All of a sudden they threw in the Schumra? Yes, because we're afraid it was going to get out of hand. If he falls in a lake that's a small lake, God forbid, you could see from one edge to the next, and he doesn't come up after 3 hours, and you assume he's dead. She could get remarried. That's called Maim She'yesh Lehem Sof. Were the twin towers Maim She'ein Lehem Sof or Maim She'yesh Lehem Sof? Maybe the husband went nuts. He saw all these people dying, God forbid. Maybe he went to New Zealand, and he left his family, and maybe he's still alive on the other side of the earth. If it's called Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, we couldn't let her get remarried. All the Dayanim, the Batidin and Paskin, all the Agunas were mutter to get remarried because we called it Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof. If he was in the towers then, we assume he was killed, and he was in the floors that they couldn't get out, and we assume that we found dental records, or we tried to find as much as you can, they tried to find as much as they could to verify that he was dead, parts of limbs of the body. But in a vacuum, we declared it as not Mayim She'yesh Lehem Sof. Well, not as Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, but Mayim She'yesh Lehem Sof. And we allowed the women to get remarried. And as the Ramah writes, it was Siman Yud Zayin. Didn't you find the Machaber Sif Nun Vav? Remember that? You guys found it. The longest Siman Shachar, Siman Yud Zayin, about Aguna. And in Siman Yud Zayin, it says that a Beis Din has to paskin, that an Aguna is mutter to get remarried. Not a regular Rav. Not an individual Rav. It's not like Kashrus. You need a psak from a base, and Ron Sagas Oshtukal Torah, why it must come from Beisdin. That's what the Ramal Paskins. But it must come from a psak of a Beisdin, and therefore you understand this chumrah of Mayim She'ein Lam Sof, because they were worried it would get out of hand. Okay, let's stop here. I'm proud of you guys. Let's dive in Mincha. And again, I wish a mazel tov to Jonathan and Nechama to Yisrael. We should all have good things together. And next week, Blinetta, we'll have the lunch. Tomorrow morning, guys, please be on time for the COVID for a great go.